This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear debris with the 40-volt jet fan leaf blower. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Hello and welcome to Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. Today's topic, will marrying someone with a lower credit score hurt your credit? Daryl in Florida emailed me with this question. If I marry someone with a very poor credit history and mine is very good, will it change my credit rating? Thanks for the question, Daryl. So what happens if you marry someone with a lower credit score? Does your credit report mix and mingle with theirs and give birth to a new report that contains your and your spouse's best and worst credit traits? Will your credit score go down if you marry them? Will their credit score go up? What happens? If the woman or man of your dreams has a significantly lower credit score than yours, there's no need to panic. You don't necessarily need to call off the wedding, and it won't necessarily affect your score. Each person has his or her own separate credit record, and credit bureaus don't mix two credit histories together when people get married. However, if you apply for a loan together with your spouse, you may find it harder to get approved because of your spouse's lower credit score. And if it's a big loan, such as a mortgage, and you decide to apply for it alone so that your spouse's credit history isn't considered, you may discover that you can't qualify for it on just one income. Before getting married, it's really important to talk about finances and understand your significant other's credit history and attitudes about money. Agreeing on your financial goals will help keep your finances and your relationship on solid ground when you're married. And if you don't know the credit history of your spouse-to-be, ask them. If they have bad credit, find out why. Is it due to an isolated problem in the past, such as a period of unemployment or illness? Or is it an ongoing issue? If it's a past problem, their credit score will improve with time. If it's a current and ongoing problem, well, now that's a bigger issue to resolve. The payment history for a loan or credit card you and your spouse have jointly will be reported on both of your credit reports. So if your spouse doesn't make timely payments on accounts you own together, it will hurt your credit score too. If your spouse has a significantly lower credit score than yours and you're not sure whether the cause was just a temporary and past blip, one solution would be for you and your spouse to keep your accounts separate and apply for new credit separately, at least until your spouse's credit history gets better. Remember, the most important thing you and your spouse can do to maintain or improve your individual credit scores is to pay your bills on time. For more tips on how to protect and improve your credit score, check out episode 5 of Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. So here's wishing you healthy credit and happy relationships. And now it's time for this week's book giveaway. Today I'm giving away 2 copies of The Only Investment Guide You'll Ever Need by Andrew Tobias. This book explains the fundamentals of creating wealth and successfully investing for the future. This week's winners are Aaron P. and Kelly S. They were automatically entered in the book giveaway when they sent me an email. Congratulations, and be sure to check your email for instructions. As always, everyone's situation is different, so be sure to consult a tax or financial advisor before making important financial decisions. This podcast is for educational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for seeking personalized professional advice. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life. If you haven't already done so, please take a moment to post a review at iTunes. I'd really appreciate it. And if you'd like to request a topic or share a money tip of your own, email it to money@qdnow.com or call it into my voicemail line, 8776-RICHER. Money Girl is part of the Quick and Dirty Tips Network. Check out the Mr. Manners podcast for tips on how to be more polite. Thanks for listening.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.